Today's Shi'ez Masechta Brachos Daf Yud Ches. We will begin on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis at the beginning of the new Perek. The Sefer Chassidim says in Ois Reish Samach Aleph, Ahoyv es ha-mitzvah had Ahoyv l'cha es ha-mitzvah adoyim l'meis mitzvah. Like the mitzvahs that are like a mitzvah, that are like a meis mitzvah. She'en lo'y oiskim. There's certain mitzvahs that nobody wants to pay attention to. Kigon shetir mitzvah bezuya, you'll see a mitzvah that's not treated properly. Or Torah, you'll see the very Torah, she'en lo'y oiskim, that nobody wants to learn that Torah. Kigon shetir shechnei ircha lo'im b'moy v'say the noshim. Everybody in town is learning moy, the noshim, the Geshmak Gemaras with Talmud Tzay the Kachim, so you learned Kedim Kachim. Vitera, Vinterish Ein Chashim Lilman Mayi Katan, or people don't want to learn Mayi Katan, or Perik Shemesu. They don't want to learn Perik Shemesu, because our Mishnah, as we're about to begin, begins with words that are not so Geshmak. It begins with the words Mishemesu. Tells us to say Fechsidim, Atta Talamdein, you should learn that. But the Kabbalah Schar Gadol, and for learning that, you will get a great Schar Kneged Kulam. Kehem Dugmas Meis Mitzvah. And you shall learn them. So the Sefer, and he continues, but the point that he wants to make is that learning a Perek that people don't want to learn is where you get the greatest Schar. And he says people were concerned about learning Perek Mishemesu, as it discusses Misa, something we want to not discuss, but he tells us we'll get great schar for learning it. So says the Mishnah, Misha Mesa Mutalafonov, somebody who has a dead relative and with his responsibility to take care of that dead relative, the halacha is potter from krishma from a tefillin and a tefillin. He's potter from krishma from Torah and a tefillin. When we call mitzvahs amuris b'Torah from all mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Torah. So the Mefarshim ask that we learned already more than once in this Masechta that an oval is part of minat tefillin. So why do we have to say because it's meisim mutum b'lfonav? So the Rashba indeed says that that's not the reason one is part from tefillin. But since our Mishnah is telling us all the other things that he's potter from, that's why he mentions tefillin as well. And there's a very nice raya to that word. Because actually, as we've been learning in this Masechta, one puts on tefillin before krishma and before tefillah. So shouldn't that tefillin be mentioned first? The answer is that the main point of our Mishnah, that Misha Mesa Mutal Fonov is potter from a tefillin, isn't really conveyed. That's really not because Misha Mesa Mutal Fonov. Another pshat is that the tour of tefillin for an oval is only once the avelos begin. And our Mishnah, as we're going to learn in this shir, doesn't really speak about the avelos beginning. We're speaking about the aninus. And Hilchas Avelos, which this is a very important point, doesn't really begin until after Kfuras HaMeis. There's two categories. There's aninus, which we're going to learn in our shir, carries with it its own halachas, and aninus, which carries with it its own halachas. So our Mishnah says that an oinan rachman otzlan is potter from all mitzvahs asay, but mitzvahs lois asay, he's chayiv. There are opinions that he's potter only from these things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin that he's potter from all mitzvahs asay. Again, we have here two very important points to discuss. Number one, why? So one is because he's supposed to be torahed with the mace. He's supposed to be busy taking care of the mace. The other reason is because he even if he's not tar with the mace, as is the case in our world, that when somebody passes away, typically the Chevra Kedisha takes the nifter and prepares him for kvura. Still, we are makbid to treat the oinen to be potter from kol ha-mitzvahs, because it's a lack of respect to show that I'm going to take care of the mace, even though I'm not worried about the care of the mace. I did see a different pshat that the reason one is potter at that point, interesting reason, is because we know, and we're going to discuss this in our shir as well, that halacha is b'meisim chavshi. Once a person passes away, he's chavshi min ha-mitzvahs. He's no longer mechuyiv to do the mitzvahs. So his relatives want to show that they're b'tsar together with him for this situation. So they don't do mitzvahs, just like he doesn't anymore do mitzvahs. Noisei ha-mita, continues the Mishnah, those that carry the Aaron, the pallbearers, v'chlufeyim, v'chlufechafeyim, the people who are the backups, and the backup of the backups. Eshlofnei mita, there are people that are still going to be ahead of the mita, that are still going to carry it. V'shalacha mita, or those that are behind the mita. Eshlofnei mita tzorech behem, those that are in front of the mita, and the mita still will need them, p'turma, potter from krishma. V'shal acha mita, the people that are behind the mita, tzorech behem, even if there is a, they may be needed, they're chayovim. They're still chayovim. They already had their opportunity, so they're not so occupied. But elu v'elu, whether they're in front of the mita or whether they're behind the mita, p'turim min ha-tfila, the pot from the tfila. So Rashi asks, Rashi says that even if they carried their potter, and the Mefarshim asks, but if it's talking about a situation that there's a tzorich behem, then why should they be potter? So the answer is that even though that they really have enough people to carry, just typically people want to get a second chance. And since people get a second chance, that it's only a second chance, and they're not really crucial, we can't let them be exempt from krishma. There are gersos that have different gears in the Mishnah, and they say it just depends on mita tzrichlahem or mita enetzrichlahem. Why do we treat tefillah different than krishma? So Rashi says that tefillah is only a chiyuv d'rabbanan. That's the pshat Rashi quotes from Rabbi Yosef. But that's not a pshat that Rashi... No, Rashi quotes his Rabbi Yosef that says because they still have time to daven. So it seems that according to Rashi, Rashi's Rabbi Yosef, it would depend if there's still time to daven or there's not still time to daven. But Rashi doesn't like that pshat. He says the word p'turim doesn't seem to indicate that it depends if there is or isn't time still to daven. And therefore Rashi says, because tefillah is only the Rabbanon, that's why we're more lenient. Others say that the Ritva says that tefillah takes a longer amount of time. And as we learned earlier in the Masechta, tefillah can't be said while one is only when one is standing in one place. And therefore, they can't do tefillah. Krishma, they can walk. They only have to stop for the first pasuk, so it's much easier to accomplish. The Rambam, also in line what we learned earlier in the Masechta, seems to learn that by tefillah, you need to have kavana. These people who are occupied with the levaya can't have the proper kavana. Kavris ames v'chazru, continues the Mishnah. They bury the nifter and they're coming back from the Beis HaKfaris. Im yichayim l'hasch l'gma at shalai yigil l'shura. After they did the levaya, they had a shura where everybody said hamakom yinachem. So if they could come back, they could say Shema before they get to the shura where they're going to be menachem the oval. Yaschilu, they should. V'mlav, lo yaschilu. not at the standing in the shura, ha'im the b'shura, ha'pnimim, the people who are in the inner row, p'turim, a potter from krishma, because right now they're doing the mitzvah of nicham avelim, which is the mitzvah of gemilas chesed, machloikas rishonim, if this is a mitzvah d'arais or d'rabbonim, but the mefarshim explain, whatever you hold, whether you hold it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan, it doesn't make a difference. The halacha is that it's doicha the mitzvah of Krishma because you're already occupied and it's the covered hames, v'chitzoinim, but those that don't see the nifter, the avelim, and they don't see him, are chayovim. So we're learning here the halacha that the oinen is potter from krishma and mikol matzus hamuras b'tayra. The question is, after the person is an oinen, these are interesting questions. The question is, what is the halacha after he's an oinen? Does he make up the mitzvahs that he missed, that he could make up? For example, we know that if a person accidentally misses a tefillah, he can make it up by saying the next tefillah twice. If you missed Ma'ariv by accident, by oinus, you could say Shachris twice. The question is, if you didn't make Havdalah on Matzoi Shabbos, you can make Havdalah until Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So the question is, what's going to be the halacha on oinus? So the Rosh holds that if somebody missed a tefillah when he was an oinen, he doesn't make it up like somebody who missed a tefillah because he was an oinus. The reason is because tashlumim is only applicable when somebody was mechuyev in the tefillah, but for whatever reason he didn't daven. But if a person was never mechuyev in that tefillah, says the Rosh, there's no concept of tashlumim. So an oinen who's potter from davening is potter from making it up. Says the Dogel Mervava that's only in the case where somebody was an oinen, let's say he was an oinen from before the Zman Ma'ariv till past the Zman Ma'ariv. But let's say somebody became an oinen after the Zman Ma'ariv came. So he was already mechuyev in the Ma'ariv. He didn't daven. I'm not saying he did anything wrong. But since he was mechuyev in that Ma'ariv, the halacha is that he is mechuyev to make it up. The Moran Miratenburg differentiates between an oinen who missed tefillah and one who missed havdalah. Because he says as follows. Although, of course, the time you're supposed to make havdalah is Matzoi Shabbos, but if you didn't make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, the Zman Havdalah is until Tuesday night. So therefore, it's the Zman L'chatchila. It's not a concept of Tashlumim. So if this person is no longer an Oinen, by that time, he's Mechuyev to still make it up. Whereas Tefillah, once the night passed, now there's no longer Meir for that night. So the Nesivos talks about the following situation. Somebody ate a meal before his relative was nifter, and they did the kfura very quickly, and now, so he can't bench, became an oinen, but now he's still full from that meal. Can he say birch samazin after the kfura? So he says that this is like havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. He says the chiyuv birch samazin continues as long as you're full. So since he's still full from that meal, he's mechuyev in birchas hamazon. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. He says it doesn't go on the time that you satiated. It goes on the time that you ate the meal. And since this person ate the meal when he was an oinen, he remains potter from birchas hamazon. The Maral explains why are we more makbid on mitzvahs asay than a mitzvahs lois asay? He says, because mitzvahs asay represent what we're constantly supposed to do. And this person who's an oinin, is not in the category of being able to grow in his avodas Hashem. Loisa say doesn't represent that, and therefore he's mechuyev in the Loisa says, even while he's an oinin. So now the question comes up. The Sefer Birchas Aaron asked this question. Let's say somebody did do a mitzvah. He did daven ma'ariv. He did say krishma, and while he was an oinin. And according to the opinions or the mitzvahs that you can make up after he was an oinin, let's say havdalah. Havdalah, we just said everybody agrees, can be said after one aninus ends. So now the question is, he didn't do that. He made havdalah while he was an oinin. Does he make it up because it's not counted because he was an oinin? So he wants to bring a raya. It's a halacha that we discussed in Masechet Nida. So let's say somebody was an Akum, and he had children. And then he and his children were Megayer. So the halacha is that he was already Mekayim, mitzvahs pruravu. So maybe here too, even though he did it in a time that he's potter, he's Mekayim, the mitzvah. So he says that the halacha is, you can't compare the two cases. There, the purpose of the mitzvah is to have children in the world, and doesn't make. And he has those children. Here, the purpose is to do it in the proper time. And since he didn't do the mitzvah in the proper time, it's not considered as if he actually fulfilled the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Mutl Fanavin, Amishta says that while the nifter is there, he's potter. It seems to be teaching us, V'shein Mutl Fanav, but if the mace is not exactly in front of you, loy, you're not mechuyev, you're not exempt. Ask the Gemara, vermini, but there's a question. It says in a braisa, misha meisim atul fonov, if somebody has a close relative in front of him, oichel baisacher, he shouldn't eat in the same house as the nifter. The reason is because of loyig l'rash. He can't eat. I shouldn't be eating in front of him. He shouldn't eat in that house. He should, if he doesn't have another place where to eat. This is machlokes, what does a different house mean? Does it mean literally a different house? Or does it mean a different room? Make a mechitza in front of the nifter and eat. And the Pesukim say, although it's not really a commonly asked question, that it has to be a real mechitza that stands, that could withstand anything. If he doesn't have any material with which to make a mechitza, machs upon a vaychel, he should turn away and eat. While somebody, Rachman Tzlon, is an oinen, he shouldn't recline when he's eating. He shouldn't eat meat. He doesn't drink wine. Vein a varach, he doesn't make brachas before he eats. Vein a mezamin, he doesn't make lead zimun. Vein a varach olav, he's so potter from mitzvahs that other people don't have to make brachas on his behalf. And the same thing with benching. Vein mezamin olav, people don't have to be yoytzi with him with benching. Or part of the krishma minat tefillah is part of the krishma tefillah, or minat tefillin, or mikol mitzvah samuris b'tayra, says the Gemara further. This is during the week. Or b'Shabbos, since on Shabbos kvura can't be done, meisiv he could eat vaychel basav shayis yayin, and he could eat meat and drink wine. Or mevarech and he could bench. Or mezamein or mevarchem alav or mezamein alav v'chay b'chol mitzvah samuris b'tayra. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer. Since he's chayiv in these mitzvahs, the chayiv bekulan. And in fact, the Pesukim say not only is mechuyiv in all mitzvahs, but when so he goes to shul to daven, and when he goes to shul to daven, he should already say kaddish for his relative who passed away. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, going further, says Rabbi Yochanan, my benayu, what's nafkumi to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama? Says the Gemara, tashma shamita ikka benayu. That even though the Tanakhama says he's mechuyev b'chol mitzvahs, tashma shemitta he'll say is aser. Rav Shimon Gamliel will hold that he's mutter in Tashmi Shemitah. First of all, the halacha is that we're machmer in Tashmi Shemitah, and moreover, even if Shimon Gamliel is only seems to be makel seder rishonim for a person who doesn't have children. Ketani miyus. But what do we learn? Potam and a krishma and a tefillim and a tefillim become mitzvah samurus b'toira. But this is a steer to our Mishnah, which our Mishnah says, Meisoy muta lefonav, only when the mess is in front of you. Says the Gemara, Amra Papa, Tirgma machzapanav oichel. The exemption that the Brisa says is speaking by the case where he's turning away his face, but he's still in the presence of the Nifter. But indeed, if he were completely not in the presence of the Nifter, he would be Potter. Rav Ashi Amar, Kivon Shemutalov Lekavroi, Rav Ashi has an expansion of the words Meisim Mutal Lefonov. And he says, Kivon Shemutal Lefonov Lekavroi, since he has the obligation to bury him, Kmutal Lefonov Dami. That's in the category of Mutal Lefonov. Shenema, and we see this in the Torah. The Torah says, V'yokum Avram Me'al Pnei Meisoi. Avram Avinu got up Me'al Pnei Meisoi to go speak to the Bnei Ches about a makam kfura to sorry menu. V'nemar, and he said, he wasn't a fonai, but what we see from here is, as long as he has the obligation to bury this nifter, daloch is, it's considered as if the mace is in front of him. Mesein, continues the Mishnah, continues the Gemara, it seems that this ptur is only for a mace. Ava mishamroi, if it's a person that he's just a shomer, the halach is that a mace requires a shomer. The halach is that that individual is not potter. Ask the Gemara, for Tanya, haven't we learned in a braisa mishamsa mace, somebody who's the shomer for a mace, abishay mace, even though it's not his relative, potter, Mikrishma umenat fila umenat filin umikom mitzvah samurus b'tayroi. Answers the Gemara. Mishamrei al pishay mesoi. The Mishnah and the Brisa are talking about two different individuals. This Brisa is teaching us that the Mishamrei, the Shomer, is chayiv, even though it's not mesoi. And the Mishnah is teaching us that it's mesoi yimechuyiv alfa pi sheinu mishamrei, even though he's not the person that you're being shomer. So we have here that there's a special ptur for Mesoi. And again, there's a very big machloikus for Shoinim. Does that ptur apply, of course, to somebody who's being oisik with the mace? But what happens if you're not being oisik with the mace? And you want to be machmer, you're not busy, and you want to be machmer and take care and do mitzvahs. So Rashi seems to learn that Tosfos and Rashi seem to learn that you still be chayiv. Other Rishonim, you'll be potter from kol mitzvahs. Other Rishonim say you could do them. The Mishnah Berurah paskens that our minig is that an oinon doesn't do mitzvahs even though he's not busy with the mess. So we learned further. Meisa mishamrei in. We're learning that if it's his relative, or it's somebody that he's a shomer for, then he's potter from krishma and all the mitzvahs. I'm a half basic forest. If somebody's just walking the basic forest, loy, he would not be exempt. Ask the Gemara, for Tanya, we learned in a brisa, loy halach odom basic forest. May one may not walk in a cemetery with tefillin b'roishoy, the sevatar b'zroyoy, the kairei, and say, do any of these things. It must okay. And if somebody does this, because you're making him, so to speak, you're making him feel bad. Because as we discussed earlier, this person is doing a mitzvah. We living people are able to do mitzvahs and you aren't. And he has nothing to do with being a relative. Answers the Gemara. Hasam, the Mahalach Beisa Kfaris, Deir Aloch is Toich Arba Amis. Since we have a situation of loig l'rash, that's why it's osur. But if it's chutz l'arba'amis, he's chayif. Dama mar, as we indeed learned, mace toifas arba'amis. The mace, the arba'amis around the mace are relevant l'krishma. The one can't say krishma. Hocha But if it's not, but the relative or the Meshomer, Chutz L'Arba Amos, Nami Potter, even if it's outside of the Arba Amos, he's still Potter. Gufa. HaMashamash HaMes. The Halach is a Shomer, somebody's a Shomer for the Mes. Api Shein HaMesoy, even though it's not his relative, Potter Min HaKrishma, Min HaTfilin, Min HaTfilin, Umekom Mitzvah Samuris B'Toyra. Hayim Shnayim. But let's say you have two people that are being Shomerim. So Zeh Koyre, V'Zeh Meshamer, V'Zeh Koyre. Zeh Meshamer, V'Zeh Koyre, V'Zeh Meshamer, V'Zeh Koyre. The Brice is teaching us they could take turns. One person should do the Shmira, and one person should do the mitzvahs. And so they should take turns. Ben Azai says, Hoy boim besfina. They're on a boat. Menich bezavazu. You could leave the mace in one corner. Umespal mshneim bezavazacheres. And they could both could daven in another corner. Says the Gemara Mai Benayu. What's the machloikus? Amravina. The concern is, why do we have to do Shmira on a mess? Because we need to be concerned that the mice will abuse the body of the mess. So the question is, do we need to be worried about it on a boat? Marsov, the Tanakhama says, we have to be worried about it even on a boat. Chashinon, or Marsov, whereas, but as I hold, like Chashinon, on a boat, we need not be concerned. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked the obvious question. How could there be a machloikis in a metzias if there are or aren't mice on a boat? So I saw from the Chochmas Adam a beautiful explanation. He says, of course, everybody agrees that there are no mice on boats. The machloikis here is, what is the need for, why is there a need for Shmira on a mess? Is the need for Shmira on a mess strictly for mice? And as we just said, there are no mice on boats. And if there are no mice on boats, there's no Chiv Shmira on a boat. That's the opinion of Ben Azai. Whereas the Tanakhama's opinion is that the reason we do Shmira is not only because of mice. The reason we do Shmira is also, as much as we can understand, there are koiches hatumah that attempt to, the koiches hatumah that attempt to attack a nifter. And that applies on a boat as well. That's what chashina means, that we're not worried about the mice. We're worried about the koiches hatumah, which are even on a boat. Tanabonon. Hamayel chatzomis memokal amokam. If somebody is transporting Rachman Slan bones from one place to another. Says the Brisa, Hareza lo yitnam bedaskia, don't put them in a sack, v'yitnam al gav chamor, and then put them on the donkey, v'yirkav aleim, and ride with them, v'noishenoig ben minig bezoyin. Because that's considered a minig bezoyin to treat the mace that way. V'mayim suyarim v'nei rochrim, v'nei alistim. If he's worried that there's that this is the only way he could keep them safe, mutter. And concludes the Braisa, Kederach Shomer Batzomos, the halacha that was said regarding human bones, Kachomer B'Sefer Torah was said regarding the Sefer Torah as well. Ask the Gemara, hi, what does that mean that we're comparing a Sefer Torah to Atzomos? Ilei Maroisha, that when you're transporting a Sefer Torah, you have to be careful, just like you have to be careful when you're transporting a mace, pshita. Mi gar sefer Torah mi atzomis. There's nothing we have to give more cover to than to a sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, we're talking about the sefer. And it's teaching us that when it's a situation of sakana, we have certain haterim, and those haterim don't only apply by a mace, they apply by sefer Torah as well. Says the Gemara, Amrav Chava, Amrav Yehuda, if somebody sees a nifter and he doesn't escort him, and what's the schar for being malava mes? Amrav Asi, Olav Hakosav Oimer, Malva Hashem Choynendal. Somebody who is gracious to the poor, Hashem will lend to him. Somebody who honors him, choinen evyon. And there's nobody who's a bigger evyon than a mace, because he can't pay you back. And as the Paiskim explain, if there are not enough people attending the Levaya, then that's not what our Gemara is discussing. Of course, if there are not enough people attending the Levaya, one has to do whatever is needed. We're talking about that there are enough people attending the Levaya. But still, if you see a mace passing, you should show him covered as well. Says the Gemara of Chiv, Rabbi Yonason, have a shakli v'azav basic forest. They were walking in a basic forest. Have a kushadya tchilted Rabbi Yonason, and the tzitzis of Rabbi Yonason were dragging on the kvorim. Amle Rabbi Chiya. So Rabbi Chiya told him, Dalye, pick it up. Why? Because l'machra boim kadesh l'yomru, that the neftarim who are in the basic forest should not say, l'machra b'yam etzlenu, tomorrow they're going to come to us. Now they're treating us without respect by walking this way. So the Magen Avraham asks a question here. The Magen Avraham says that the halacha is that the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Chaf Aleph Sif Dalet Yesh Lazar. You have to be careful. Kshadam Leiv is talis, that when somebody is wearing a talis, Shligar Tzitziyosef, that you shouldn't let your tzitzis schlep on the floor. And the Mishnah Berurah gives two reasons. One reason is because it's a bizui mitzvah to allow one tzitzis to drag on the floor. And the other concern is that they may become pasul. Ask the Magen Avraham, so our Gemara is teaching us that you have to be careful not to let the tzitzis drag in the Beis HaKvaris because of Loig L'Rash. Ask the Magen Avraham, why do we have to say the reason of Loig L'Rash? We should say that the reason is that you're not allowed to let your tzitzis drag on the floor. So the Magen Avraham says that in those days, the kfarim were high above the ground. So when the Mishnah, when the Gemara says that the tzitzis were dragging, it's not because they were on the floor. The reason was because of loig l'rash. The Maimon Matcha says that the concern, the issur of tzitzis dragging on the floor, says the Maimon Matcha, is only when you're walking and they're dragging on the floor. But let's say somebody's sitting, and he's sitting on his chair and the tzitzis are on the floor, that isn't considered loig l'rash. Amalei, umiyadu kulahai, we keep on speaking about loig l'rash. Ask the Gemara, are they so familiar with what's going on? The mason don't know anything. Amalei, im karisa, if you learned once, loishnisa, you didn't learn twice. Im shnisa, if you learned twice, loishilashta. Im shilashta, and if you learn it three times, like pirshulcha. Kechaim yoidim shiyamusu. The pasuk says, elu tzadikim, the tzadikim, should be misosom nekroim chaim. The tzadikim, even when they're not alive, know what's going on in the world. So here we see, says the Sefer Ben Yoyada, that you're supposed to, in order to know a Gemara, you have to learn it four times, as it's obvious in our Gemara. I saw a beautiful word from the Manistrishna Rebbe. He says, Tzadikim b'misosom kruim chayim. So he explains as follows. Tzadikim fulfill what it says in the Pasuk, Mishlei b'chol drochecha dayehu. Even when they're doing gashmias, it's all l'shem shemayim. So therefore, Tzadikim b'misosom, even when they're alive, but they're involved with things which are misa, which things that aren't ruchnius, still kruim chayim. They bring life. They bring ruchnius into that. And the opposite by Rishoyim. Shenema, the pasuk says, uben yoyo ben yoyodo ben ish chay. Rap ha'olim mekap tziel. Hu hikesh ne ariel moyev, he struck two commanders of Moav, v'yard v'hikas ari b'soy chabar b'yom yishalot, and he killed a lion in a pit in a snowy day. Ben Ishchai, says the Gemara, what's the definition of Ben Ishchai? Ota kula alma b'nei mesininu, we're calling him the Ben Ishchai, and everybody else is Ben Mace, El Benish Chai, Shabi, Afilu, Mimisosoi Krui Chai, like we just discussed. Rapol Mitzvah, Sharibu Kivitz Payal Mutaira. He did a lot for Torah. He did much for learning Torah. Hu Hika Shne Aria Mayav, Shalonir Kmoisoi. There was nobody compared to him, Lavi Mikdash Rishon, Lavi Mikdash Sheni, not in either Beis HaMikdash. V'hu yor v'hikas ari, b'soy chabor, b'yoy meshalek, yikad amri, the tovig ziza de barda, he broke the ice in order to go to the mikveh on a winter day, v'nachas v'tovol, yikad amri, the ton of sifra de bay rav, he learned the sifra de bay rav, b'yoy me de susa on a wintry day. So the Mepharshim explained that he was able to learn that he went to the mikveh, even though it was before the time of Ezra, even though it was before Ezra made the takana that a balkeri should go to the mikveh, he already was makbet to do so. Others I saw say that anytime he had to go to the mikveh, he didn't lose an excuse to go to the mikveh, even though he had to break the ice, and that he learned the sifra on a wintry day. So there's two pshatim. On a wintry day, once kavana is not as strong as it is on a nice day, but still he was able to learn difficult limudim on such a day. Another pshat that I saw is that a wintry day, as we know, is much less hours than a summer day. And even though there were much less hours in those days, he still took the time to learn. He still was able to accomplish so much in his learning. Says the Gemara, "Meisim eni yodim uma el rishayim." This refers to rishayim shebechayeim kruyim meisim. Shenemar vato rasha cholo nasi Yisrael. You the rasha are nothing. Cholo, you're dead. If there's a din Torah against an individual, and the pasuk says you need to have two or three mesim, and you have to have two or three edim, and it calls this rasha yumas ames, he's already considered dead. Mes mi kara, because he's a rasha, he's already considered dead. Says the Gemara, b'nei Rav Chiya nafik l'kriyusa. The sons of Rav Chiya went out to the villages to look at their real estate. Aikalei Talmudeyu, and they forgot their learning. Chazu kometzarei let kurei. And they were trying to do different tricks, different methods to remember what they learned. Amlei chad lechavrei. So one brother said to the other brother, I wonder, yod avun b'haitzara, does our father know the pain that we are suffering? Amlei idach. So the other brother said to him, "No, Yoda, how could he know? For Ksiv, doesn't the pasuk say, you have the bonof, after a person leaves the world, his sons will attain honor, and he doesn't even know about it." But the other brother said to him, "Yoda, how do you say that our father wouldn't know? For Ksiv, ach besara olav yichav, benafsha olav ta'ivel. His body, he still feels pain." When worms touch the mace, it's kamach v'basachai. It's like a living person gets poked by a needle. Says the Gemara, Amri b'tzar d'du yada. That affects them. That they certainly know. However, b'tzar d'achrina, what affects other people, lo yada. That they don't know. Ask the Gemara v'loy, is that true that the Mesim don't know what's going on in this world? V'tanya. Ask the Gemara, Maisa b'chassad echad. There was a story with a certain chassad, Shenosin dina l'oni b'er Rosh Hashanah b'shnei b'tzuris, that he gave, they were in a time that they were extremely poor, and he gave his last dinner to a poor person in a hunger year. And his wife was angry at him. So the Beis Yosef says, and therefore, so he went to sleep in the cemetery. So the Beis Yosef says, look at this person. He got into an argument with his wife. He couldn't go home to sleep, but he didn't want to publicize what happened. And he needed to have somewhere to sleep. So he went to the Beis HaKvaros. The Mashal, because of this question and because of many other questions, takes the approach that this whole story only happened in a dream. And the reason this person was able to see what he saw was because he was such a great person. So Halef Olam Beis HaKvaros, he went to sleep in the cemetery. And he heard two ruchas, two spirits of people who are no longer alive, speaking to each other. Amar chadel chaverta, and one said to the other one, chaverti boi v'nashut boilam. Let's travel in the world, v'nishma machari apagid, and let's hear behind the curtain in the yeshiva shemala, ma peronis boilam. What is Hashem planning for the world this year? Amar chaverta, she said, eini yechayla, I can't. Shnei kvur b'machtzala shel kanim. I'm buried in a mat of reeds. So the Tup shot him in the Mefarshim why she couldn't do it because she was buried in a mat of reeds. One pshat that the Mefarshim suggest is that as much as we could understand, the neshama still is connected to whatever it's buried in. And therefore, it's embarrassment, she said, for me to go, I'm in a mat of reeds. The other pshat that the Noida Behuda suggests in the Tzlach is that a nifter should decompose quickly, because he can't come to the madrega of being just a neshama until he decomposes. This nifter, and that's why he says, we typically bury niftarim in tachrichim made out of linen, which decompose quickly. They couldn't afford linen tachrichim, so she was buried in a mat of reeds, which doesn't decompose quickly. Amala, so Ella, she said to him, to her friend, L'chiat, you go, Matsha'at Shamat, and what you hear, Emily, repeat to me. Hochi, so she taka went, V'shato ba, and she traveled, V'amala chaverta chaverta, Masham mechari apagit, what did you hear? Amala Shamat, Shikola Zareya, Bervir Shoinam, whoever is going to plant during the first season of rain, the Gemara Masechta Tainus explains to us there were different seasons of rain. Somebody who plants already right away, Bard Malkus, so there's going to be hail which will destroy it. Halachu, so he waited. He indeed planted in the second season of rain. Shekola, and indeed that's what happened. Shekola Olam Kula Loka, everybody else's wheat got destroyed, the crops got destroyed, shaloi loi loka. And as the Mefarshim explained, since everybody else's crop already was somewhat taken root, so it was standing, so the hail knocked it down. His was still so soft and pliable, the hail couldn't affect it. L'shon acharis, so he saw, this is a good time to hear what's going on. Holch v'lam beis hakvaros, he did this again. V'shem oysi shtei ruchas shem sapir zu and zu. Am achad al chaverta, bo v'noshet boilam. V'nishma achari apagid, ma pronis boil oilam. Let's again hear what's going on in the world. Am le chaverti lo kach amati l'cha eni yichayil. Didn't I tell you, I can't do so, shani kvur b'machzela shal konim. El l'chi at, u'mash at shamas, boi v'emrili. Holch v'shot v'bo, so she indeed did that. V'amala chaverta, chaverta mas shemat nachari apagit. What did you hear? Amala shemat ishkol azrei bervi shniya, shedofim malka isoi. The wind will destroy it. So halach v'zar bervi rishayna. He planted in the first season. Shekol olam kulu nishdof. Everybody else has got blown away by the wind. V'shloi loy nishdof. Everybody else planted later, so didn't have the strength to stand up to the wind. His was already stronger, so could stand up to the wind. Amalei Ishtai. So his wife asks him a question. Everybody's got affected adversely. And this year, got blown away. So he told his wife exactly what was going on. Amru. So Chazal teaches, there was a disagreement between this person's wife and the mother of this girl who was buried in the reeds. And in the quarrel, she sort of embarrassed her by saying, look how your daughter is buried. The next year, he again went to do this. And again, our conversations, kvar nishmu ben achayim. But getting to the punchline, but al-mayadi, we see that people who are no longer alive know what's going on. Answer the Gemara, dima ish echrin ish shachiv, somebody else passed away, v'azo v'amrlahu, and told them what's going on. Tashma, the Ziri have a mafkid zuzi gabish chuzete. Ziri would leave money with his landlady. Ad the azo v'asol be'rav, he went to yeshiva for an extended period of time, and he came back as Shechiva, and she was no longer alive. And the Yashim knew nothing about the money. Azabasal Chatzimav, he went to the basic fars, Amrullah, and he said to her, Zuzi Hecha, where is my money? Amrullah, Zila Shekluni Mitusi, Bitsunur the Dash B'Tach Plan. It's hot, it was hidden under the door in a certain place. Vaimala Ima, and she told him, please tell my mother, send me my comb and my makeup to the Olam Ha'emes. She was saying this because she was trying to say that she died as a young woman. Badi plinsadasi lamacha with this person that's coming tomorrow. So again, we see Al-Mayadi. Says the Mar Dilma Duma, which is the Malach HaMavis, Koidim Machselhu, tells them who's coming. Tashma, Davud Ishmael have come after the Gabe Zuzu di Yasmi. The father of Shmuel, people had left money by him. Kinach nafshei lev Shmuel gabei. When he passed away, Shmuel wasn't with him. Have a karle bar ochel zuzid yasmi. And people were saying about him, he's a terrible person who didn't get back the money to these yisoyimim. Azal basar el chatzimavah. So Shmuel went to the Beis HaKfaris. Amalhu, bina Abba. He says, I want my father, whose name was Abba. Amalei, Abba Tuvei Kehocha. There are many Abbas who. Amalei, Bina Abba Ba Abba. My father's name was Abba Ba Abba. Amalei, Abba Ba Abba Namit Tuvei Kehocha. Amalei, Bina Abba Ba Abba Avud Shmuel. And as Mepharshim see, we see from here that what is the biggest chus that a person can have in this world? The biggest chus that a person can have when he comes to Olam Abbas is his children. If he left over good children. Hecha, where is he? Amalei, they told him, Soliklam Sifta Drakia. He went up to the Yeshiva Shamala. Ada Hochi Chazi Levi de Yasfer Broi. He saw Levi sitting outside the base of Kvaris. Amalei, Amai Safta Broi, why are you sitting outside? My Tamalei Selakta, why too are you not going up to the Yeshiva Shamala? Amalei, so Levi responded to Amalei, Kol Kehan Shana, Selakta Lam Sifta Drab office. All the years that you didn't go into the shir of Rav office, v'chlishta l'data, you made him feel bad, l'minalach, that many years, we're not going to let you enter the Masifta Rikia. And the Gemara Masech Tiksubis Daf Kuf Gimel explains, the Rabbeinu HaKadosh, before he was nifter, said they should appoint Rav Chanina Bapapa to be the Rosh Hashiva. Chanina Bapapa refused the, Chanina Bapapa refused the appointment because he held that Rav office was greater. But that much he didn't do. He didn't go into the shir of Rav Ephes. And Levi sat with him outside. So even though Chanina and Bachama's behavior is understandable because he was supposed to be Rosh Shiva himself, Levi should have gone into Rav office of shir. And since he didn't, he was punished. Meanwhile, Shmuel's father arrived. So he saw him crying and laughing at the same time. Why are you crying? You're going to be joining me soon. You too will be passing away soon. So then he asked him, why are you smiling? says it b'chay chshivus by alma tuva, because you're very regarded in the olam emes. Amalei icha shiva. If what I say is so chashiv, Levi, let them bring Levi back. That Vailula Levi, let him go to the Yeshiva Shamala. They allowed him. Amalei Zuzu diyasmi hecha. Where is their money? Amalei, so he said, Zil zuknun ba'amsa dechrayu. It's by the stone of the mill. Ilavitatoy, there's money there. The money on top and the money on bottom, the don is ours. Umitzi, but the money in the middle is the yasmi. Amalei, so Shmuel asked his father, my time of the sochi, why did you do this? Amalei, iganuvi, if they're going to be robbers, what are they going to take? Ganuvi mitidon, they're going to take the money on the top. So let them take our money. Iachli ara, and if there's money that's going to get affected by the ground, it should be our money, our ochem didon. But what we see from here is alma diyodi, they know what's going on. Answers the Gemara, Dilma Shani Shmuel, Kivan, the Shachiv, Kadmi Machris Panamakam. Shmuel was so chashiv, so everybody knows what's going on with the tzadikim.